Summer slowdown got you wondering if you should be hustling harder or just binge-watching your favorite show guilt-free. Well, before you decide to either overwork or totally check out, this episode is your permission slip to do something smarter. Let's ditch the stress. Learn how to work smarter during slow seasons, making strategic moves, staying connected without the sales pressure, and actually resting without the guilt. If you're ready to stop spinning your wheels and use downtime like a pro, this episode's for you. Stick around. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Hello and welcome back, small business owners. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Well, it's officially summer where I am in the Northern Hemisphere, and this season often brings with it, let's say, a shift in pace, right? Maybe your calendar isn't quite as packed. Maybe your sales feel a little more sluggish, your inbox a little quieter than usual, and of course, your activity with kids and family, if you have them, a little more busier. I clearly remember when this happened in my business. It was July. My inbox was quiet. My calendar was surprisingly empty. And to be honest, sales were slower as well. And I started thinking, uh-oh, did I break something? Did I mess something up? What's happening? If you're a small business owner, a slower season can feel very unsettling. Even if you know logically that summer is a natural time for things to slow down, it still starts and messes with your head a little bit. The truth is, a lull in your business doesn't mean you failed. It doesn't mean your audience has disappeared or that your offer isn't working. It usually means the rhythm has shifted, and it's your job to shift with it. So today I want to talk about what to actually do during these slower seasons, how we avoid the panic, how we make the most of the space that's given to us, and how we set ourselves up for real momentum when things start to pick up again. This isn't about hustling harder, you know me by now, or building something new overnight. It's about getting grounded, thinking and acting like a CEO, and choosing actions that matter. So let's dig in a little bit further. First, I just want to normalize that businesses have seasons, just like nature. Some seasons are full of growth, right? Everything is blooming, clients are rolling in, you're in visibility mode, and your to-do list feels like a never-ending conveyor belt. Then there are seasons that are quieter, slower. Maybe your audience is taking a vacation. Maybe you're a little less energized. Engagement might dip a little bit. Your inquiries slow down. And suddenly you're wondering, what's changed? But this doesn't mean your business is broken. It simply means you're in a different rhythm. There's an analogy here that I want to give you, which is to think about farmers. They don't expect their crops to grow year-round, right? There are seasons to plant, seasons to tend, seasons to harvest, and then seasons to let the land rest. And business works the same way. Not every month will be a high growth, high profit month, and that's okay. What we need is to stop making the slow seasons mean something negative about us. Just because the momentum feels different doesn't mean it's gone. And some of the most foundational work I've done in my business, work that actually led to bigger results later on, happened during those quieter months. So instead of asking, why is it slow? A better question is, what is the season trying to offer me? All right, so now I hopefully have reframed your mind a little bit to think about this season. Let's talk about what not to do when things get quiet. So oftentimes when things are slow, our first instinct is to scramble, right? We start second guessing everything. Maybe I need a new offer. Maybe I should change my prices. Maybe I should throw a sale together. Maybe I should start over entirely. That reaction makes sense. It's a survival response, right? This is your business. This is your income. This is what your family relies on. So when it dips, I get it. You're like, I'm going into survival mode. But those panic-fueled moves rarely lead to long-term success. What they often do is burn your energy, confuse your audience, and distract you from the deeper work that will actually move the needle. So let me walk you through a few of the things that I've done in past summers when things slow down. And let me preface this to say, these are not things I want you to do. These things did not help grow my business. All right, mistake number one is panic creating something new. I remember one summer, you know, the revenue dipped and I went into panic mode. And instead of pausing and assessing, I just jumped in and created a brand new offer in like a week. Well, if you know anything about me, I am a planner. I have to process things. And so for me to create a new offer in a week is just unheard of. Like, you know, I was on a huge adrenaline rush then. I convinced myself that I needed to launch something now, right now, to fix that dip. But guess what actually happened? I launched it from a place of urgency, right? It didn't align with my big picture goals. And I actually ended up walking away from that offer a few months later. Honestly, it was a waste of energy, a waste of time. Probably confused my audience along the way. So, lesson learned. Don't panic and start to create something new. Pause and assess. Mistake number two that I've done is discounting to make a quick sale. Now, friends, I'm not saying discounts are always bad, but when they're reactive, when they attract the wrong people and erode your pricing confidence, that's when they're bad. So if you find yourself saying, maybe if I just offer 30% off, I want you to ask yourself, is this strategy or is this fear talking and convincing you that you need to do a discount? The third mistake that I have done is burying myself in busy work. And this one's kind of sneaky. So I can remember I spent 2 whole days reorganizing my entire SOP folder system. Now, did it need to be done? Sure. There was room for improvement, no doubt. But was it the best use of my CEO time during a lull? Probably not. So we tell ourselves we're being productive when really we're avoiding the discomfort of being in a quieter season. So if you're in a slower season, I want you to resist the urge to just throw spaghetti at the wall. Instead, I want you to give yourself permission to pause, assess, and act intentionally. Okay, so let's shift into what to actually do when a business slows down. Because those three things, been there, done that. I don't want you making the same mistakes I did. So what are 3 strategic shifts you can make when you notice your business is slowing down? Number one, reflect and reassess. This is the time, my friends, to zoom out. To zoom out and look down on your business and get that bird's eye view. And be honest about what's working and what isn't. So ask yourself, what activities or offers have brought in the most return on investment this year? And when I'm referring to return on investment, I want you to think both financially and also energetically. Where am I spending time that doesn't lead to real results? And are the goals I set at the start of the year, are they still aligned with where I want to go? I like to treat summer as a mid-year check-in. It's not a full overhaul, but think of it more as a recalibration. Slow seasons give you that space to do this without the pressure of the back-to-back client calls and the nonstop launches. If you're someone who likes structure, you could do this easily. You could take 30 minutes and brain dump your answers to those questions, you know, in a notebook or in a Google Doc. This is also a great time to review your calendar, your revenue streams, or even your client load and ask, is this sustainable? Is this fulfilling? A few years ago, I did this kind of review and realized I was clinging to an offer that still, quote unquote, looked good on paper, but energetically that offer had completely drained me. Letting it go actually created space for something more aligned. And surprise, it actually made more income. It's funny how that works. Sometimes we think we need a big shift, a big strategy shift, when really we just need a little clarity. All right, the second strategic shift is to reconnect with your people. Just because your audience is a little quieter doesn't mean they've forgotten you. This is a great time for you to reconnect in a way that feels low pressure and, I'm going to say, human, right? It's a behind the scenes look at how you're using this season. Maybe you want to share that with your audience. Maybe you want to share personal insights or lessons that you're learning. Maybe you want to have a question or a poll that invites some real conversation. These touch points are important. They help to build trust, and they don't need to be attached to a sale that's coming next week. You're reminding people, hi, hello, I'm still here, and I'm not just showing up when I want to sell you something. I actually have value that I want to present to you and help you do the thing. You're not pushing anything. You're not trying to sell something today. You're just staying present so that when your people are ready to engage, you're the one that they remember because you were a constant in their email or you were a constant on their Facebook or whatever it is you're using. Think of it as, you know, checking in with a friend, not as a marketing strategy. People remember how you made them feel, especially during those slower, more relaxed seasons. And interestingly, when I look at my own business, some of the best email replies have come from the most casual, no agenda kind of check-in notes. We are humans and we crave connection, not constant promotion. The third strategic shift is to work on the business. Now, I know you've heard me say this 1,000 times, working on the business, not in the business. But you know all those projects you said you'll get to when things slow down? Well, here we are. Use this space to do things like clean up or clarify your offers. Streamline your client onboarding. Create a few SOPs to make delegation easier. Batch content or map out a plan for the next 90 days. Now, to my perfectionists and my high achievers, those were some ideas. I want you to pick one small project. I don't want you to do everything that's on your when things slow down project list. Focus on something that will support your future busy season, not just something to fill in the time. Maybe it's cleaning up your onboarding process, right? You decide to rewrite a few emails, add, you know, a mini FAQ section, and make sure your new clients know exactly what to expect from day one. That small change could save you hours of email time back and forth, and truthfully will make your clients feel better taken care of. We think sometimes that these back-end tweaks are boring or not revenue generating, but they're actually what creates stability. These things save time, they prevent stress, and they scale beautifully when you get busier again. So ask yourself, what's one area that's been nagging you? One thing that always feels clunky or takes longer than it should? I want you to start there. The win doesn't have to be flashy. It just has to make things smoother for you and for the people you serve. All right, now here's my little rant. Before you turn this into a productivity sprint and try to overhaul your entire business in 8 weeks, please take a breath. Just because you can use this time to catch up or to optimize doesn't mean you have to fill every moment. In fact, one of the most strategic moves you can make during a lull is actually something that doesn't feel productive at all. Do you know what it is? It's rest. Yes, I said rest. When business is slow, a lot of us, again, we go into panic mode. What should I be doing? But sometimes the best move isn't to do more. It's to pause. And before you go, you know, flashing your eyes at me thinking, yeah, I know rest matters. What's next? Let's get on with it. I want to tell you this. Rest isn't the reward for doing enough. It's the requirement for doing what matters. And here's why. I remember when I wanted to incorporate running into my exercise routine. Not long distance marathon running or anything, but doing like a 5K. I started with a new program to help me build, you know, up to that. And in true type A fashion, I thought, great, I'm going to go all in. I'll do it every single day. And let's see how fast I can get results. But the plan actually included rest days. At first, I hated them. I thought, rest day? What a waste. I don't need that. I could be doing more. I don't want to lose momentum. But you know what I quickly realized? Those rest days were built in for a reason. Without them, I was sore, I was tired, and frankly, way less effective. When I actually followed the plan, including the rest, I got stronger faster. And that same principle applies to your business. As small business owners, we tend to skip rest days because, you know, we think we don't have time. But what if rest was the point? Just like athletes, we thrive with cycles. Work, recover, peak, repeat. I've been there, telling myself, first, I'll get that automation done, and then I'll rest. And I know how hard this can be, because I've said all the things to myself. Well, it's quiet. I should finally build that funnel. Now's the perfect time to overhaul that whole system. I'll rest after I clean up my systems and batch a month of content. But rest doesn't come after progress. It is progress. It's the recovery phase that makes the next sprint sustainable and stronger. You don't grow by pushing non-stop. You grow by recovering strategically. And rest is part of the cycle. Without it, you're headed for burnout. But with it, you come back clearer, sharper, and more grounded in where you're headed. So let's talk what it really looks like to rest well. Not as some sort of, you know, guilty last resort, but as a smart, necessary part of sustainable growth. So what could rest really look like? It doesn't have to be dramatic. It can be as simple as turning off notifications for an afternoon, going out for a mindful walk without business podcasts playing in your ears, designating one weekend day. No work. No lurking, no file cleanup, no list checking, nada. Or if you're up for it, taking a whole afternoon. No laptop, no guilt. Deleting work apps on the weekend. Scheduling one afternoon a week where you completely unplug. And stop pretending that your 30-minute walk with a podcast isn't working. That's exactly where your best ideas surface. Turn off the podcast, enjoy nature, and let your mind be free. I tried implementing no laptop Friday afternoons. And despite my imposter feelings, by about the third Friday, I realized it gave me clarity, gave me space, and even joy. It wasn't just time off, it was time on my mental health. I didn't do anything fancy. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't have any major plans. I just turned off. And science actually backs this up. This cycle of work and rest, it's not just for athletes. It's not just for peak performance. Tapering work with intentional rest keeps your creativity sharper, your decisions clearer, and your well-being intact. Without it, you'll run the risk of losing steam before your next big season. So this summer, I want you to aim not to burn the candle at both ends. Add strategic pauses, build in recovery, and let the quiet do its work. Rest sharpens your instincts. It resets your creativity and gives you breathing room so that when things do pick up again, you're not dragging yourself across the finish line. And just to be clear, I'm not suggesting you take a month off in the woods, unless of course you want to. I'm saying give yourself permission to stop holding your breath. You are allowed to rest without earning it. You are allowed to reset without rebranding everything. Sometimes the most strategic thing you can do during a lull is nothing. And here's the part that I find most people skip. Sometimes the most strategic move in a slow season is to just rest. Not because you're lazy, but because you're human. I know I used to feel so guilty during slow seasons when I had to rest. But here's what I've learned. I can't grow a business by being on 24/7. I grow a business by being intentional. And sometimes that looks like giving myself space to think, breathe, and even step away. Rest, my friends, is not the absence of strategy. It's part of it. All right, if you're nodding along and thinking, okay, I want to use this quieter season well, but I don't want to overdo it or waste time spinning in circles, then I've got something for you. It's called the CEO Sprint, and it's my brand new private podcast series designed to help you work less and profit more in just 7 days. Think of it like your audio reset button. Each day, you'll get one short, focused episode that walks you through a powerful shift, something you can immediately reflect on or take action with. We're talking very practical things like how to spot where your time is leaking, what to cut out or delegate without burning it all down, structuring your week with intention, not chaos, and how to build more breathing room without losing momentum. It's built for the business owner who's ready to step back and actually lead, not just stay stuck in the grind to grind. And here's the best part. You don't need to carve out hours. You don't need to stare at your screen. You can just pop in your earbuds, folding laundry, sipping something cold on the porch, whatever it is, and have a quick listen. If you want to make the most of this season and set yourself up for a calmer, more profitable second half of the year, this is the place to start. By the end of this 7-day sprint, you'll have a clearer picture of what matters most in your business. You'll have practical tools to get out of reaction mode and a stronger connection to your CEO mindset. So I'll put the link in the show notes, but just head over to ceoamplify.ca/sprint, pop in your email, and the first episode will hit your inbox right away. Simple, strategic, zero fluff. Let this be the nudge that you've been waiting for. All right, thanks for spending time with me today. I hope this episode gave you permission to stop spiraling when things slow down and start using that space with more clarity and confidence. If this resonated with you, feel free to share this episode with a business friend or send me a message and let me know what landed. Slow seasons don't have to be wasted time. They can be the start of your next level. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.